All right, I'm ready.
All right, Jean. Ready in 5, 4, 3, 2. Yeah. Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at? Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, mommies? Listen, let me plug some shit. March 23rd, Gramercy in New York City. I added an early show, not a late show. Richfield Playhouse in Richfield, Connecticut, March 24th. And then May 8th, I'm doing the Netflix festival there at the Masonic Lodge at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which I thought was pretty fucking
great. Is so fucking cool. I've seen one concert there and it was amazing.
Seriously?
Yeah. Okay. It's a really cool building. That's going
to
be
it.
So fun.
Super goth. Anyway, this is Sarah Wenchink. If you don't know who the fuck it is, This Bitch Podcast.
Hi. I'm back, baby.
I love it. And I love that you come to Austin now. You're becoming a local fixture at the mothership. It's great.
I've been coming like
Vulcan.
Once a month. It's so fun.
Good.
It's the best.
Good. And can I tell you, I love seeing you because, look, I'm a fucking perimenopausal mom. And I just get excited because I'm like, tell me what it's like to be childless. Like, tell me how you slept in today. Tell me what debauchery you're into. I love it.
I like that you're saying this because it's reminding me to embrace it because it's not going to be for forever.
No.
Because I don't even think of it as being a treat. That's how spoiled I am.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Hindsight. I didn't either at the time. Like, I had a good run of staying up till 4 a.m. with Tom, watching Netflix, waking up at 11.
Yes.
Like, yeah, let's get high right now. Like, just what are we going to have for dinner? Like, let's go see a movie. Just all that frivolity.
Yeah.
Which is just life. And then it's just gone. When you have a kid, you're like, oh, I can't do anything really for a while.
No.
It's wild. And then you're like, I'd like to think some thoughts. But then two little guys are like, mom. And I'm like, oh my God. So, yeah. Anyway, okay, tell me about your life.
Okay.
Oh, let's see. Let's start.
I have
with, like,
a boyfriend.
What?
Which
breaking
is a big,
news.
It's big news for me.
Breaking news. Listen, let's not sabotage it. Let's not jinx it by getting into too many
details. We're not going to get into too many
details. Because you don't know who's listening. But let's do broad strokes.
Okay.
Gosh, a boyfriend.
A boyfriend.
Newness.
Which is crazy. Because I've been trying to get a boyfriend for what seems like 5 years since the last time I had a boyfriend. Yeah. I've been trying to get a boyfriend. And you know what was nice about this boyfriend?
Let's talk about it.
Was he was like, he wanted me to be his girlfriend.
Wow.
There's been fucking times, especially in LA, where they're like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to keep it open-ended.
Ugh.
I don't want to put any labels on it, man.
Yeah.
Like, let's just keep it loose. I like you. You like me. When we're together, we're together.
Ew.
You know what I mean?
They say that to you out loud?
I have been with guys like that. Yeah.
Ugh. Beta!
Yeah.
What's his name says? Our friend Jesse Lee Peterson. That is so gross. Let's keep it open. Like, and I, you know... Well, I guess because sex is so readily available. It's like they can say that shit to women now.
Right. And there's just like...
Gross.
They're like, let's keep it loose.
Yeah, you ejaculate in everyone else and then you put your dick in me. Like, ew.
Ew.
Okay, so what was different with this dude? Like, did you meet him in a different manner? Was it?
I met him on a dating app.
Wow.
Which, okay, this is what was fucking crazy.
Which you guys say nothing but bad things about.
I've had the app. I'm not joking you. I've been on and off this damn app for 5 years.
Raya.
Is
it Raya?
That's where I met him. Yeah.
Okay, I was just joking. I heard people make jokes about it. I don't know. I'm never,
Okay, so I stopped checking it completely.
Yeah.
Okay, so
so you met him on the and in that one does the woman choose the man, or was there anything different?
Well, normally what happens is on Raya, someone messages you and then you never write back, or you message them and then they never write back.
That's so
and that
awful.
Just goes on indefinitely for like 5 years, and then all of a sudden you spend thousands of dollars on this like elite dating app, but you're never meeting people. So I was like, I opened it and I scrolled down and I had a message from him, and I hadn't seen it because I stopped checking it, and it was like a month and a half old.
Wow. Now, does he know you as a comedian? Like, is he a fan kind of? Like, does he, he's like, oh, you're funny.
He's like, he's not really like an over the top like comedy fan, which is nice.
Yeah. But he just know, he knew who you were maybe.
Maybe.
But not, he didn't not, lead with that,
but,
which
yeah,
is creepy.
Not really. He didn't okay. really lead with it.
And so it was a nice neutral message. I'm assuming it's not like
it was like hey, he was so hot, and then the message was like,
gosh,
hey, I'm kind of awkward, like, and then I was like, I opened it,
yeah,
a month later, and I go, who the fuck is this hot awkward guy? Yeah. I was like, I'm kind of awkward too. Let's meet up.
Yeah.
and then we got ice cream.
Wow, that's your first date. That was adorable.
Yeah.
That's so funny. It's so you and I are so opposite. If some guy was like, oh, I'm awkward, I'd be like, shut up. You know what I mean? I'd be like, I don't want to fucking date you, dude. Like, suck it up, pussycat. Let's go.
I was like,
but that's cute. But that's what you like. You like guys.
I like that he was honest and vulnerable
yeah.
about like how he felt on the app.
See, that's my problem. I don't like the guys with that present with feelings. And then later are like, I wish I had feelings. And I should have picked the guy that has
had the feelings.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Okay. So hold on. So you're like, I'm going to go for this date for like ice creams. And gosh, I haven't had newness in 20 years. So is it hard to pick out the outfit? Are you consulting with Kim?
Oh, I'm consulting.
Yeah.
The outfit, I knew the right outfit, luckily. It was a jumpsuit.
Can't go wrong.
It was a jumpsuit. It was with little, and there had little cowboys on it. It was a cute jumpsuit.
Adorable.
That's what I went on my first date with him. And
which is a good look. Sorry, let's deconstruct the look, because it's a I think I know the one. I think I've seen you in it.
Yeah.
It's sexy but not over the top.
Yeah.
So it's a good daytime.
Oh, she's a casual girl.
Yeah.
She's in a jumpsuit at
yeah.
2 p.m.
Yeah.
Maybe she's doing chores.
Yeah.
Maybe she's going to the grocery store. You'll never know. Yeah. You know, that's the vibe.
Yeah. Cuz there's nothing lamer than like, I'm going to wear heels and jeans and it's like, ew, don't do that.
We got to tell you what happened on the first date.
Okay,
too.
Okay.
So he shows up on a motorcycle.
What?
Yeah, he has a motorcycle. And I was like, that's hot. And as he's like dismounting from his motorcycle, this crazy lady, we hadn't even said a word to each other. This crazy lady pops out from behind a pole and is like, oh my God, are you Sarah Winechank?
So you got recognized. And then,
I got recognized,
and then
but she
cool.
was like a super fan.
Oh, no.
And like she was popping in and out of our date the entire date. Like
oh,
she would be like,
no.
She'd be like, I'm going to send you a DM to do my podcast. And then she'd pop out on the other side. And it was like, it was almost like a sketch. Like I felt like the universe was kind of fucking with me. Cause I'm like, this doesn't happen really in LA. And then it was just the most extreme version of it on my first date. But it made it really funny.
Yeah.
Because it was like an ongoing joke.
Like, and maybe it impressed him. Was he like, oh, wow, she's so like important and beloved? And
I don't know. The whole interaction with this lady was out of control. She was like on mushrooms in Topanga Canyon like, her name is at the Comedy Store wall. And I'm like, okay. I literally just met this guy. I met this hot, awkward guy on Raya, and now this rando fan is freaking everybody out.
Let's talk about the motorcycle, because I would go opposite. I would go, here's a reckless individual who has no regard for his personal safety. Not a good choice. But so did you just hopped on his motorbike?
No, okay. I don't hop on the bike.
So how do you get, walk to your date?
He has a car. He also has a car. But I met him. The first date, I met him.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't want...
Of course, to be assaulted and murdered and thrown into a well with a dog.
Exactly,
yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, so are you nervous when you're eating? Because I remember when I just hated eating in front of boys.
Eating in front of boys is probably my least favorite thing. Why?
Because it's so disgusting and you can't look sexy. And when I eat, it's just, I like to be alone. Like,
sometimes it falls out.
Yeah.
Like if it's like a taco and it starts crumbling.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
So, okay, so what do you guys, are you like good chatter? Good.
Good chatter. We like this. We like, he likes music. He's,
I like that.
He's just a really nice, cool person. And he's a dad, which I like.
Huge.
Yeah. Cause like for so long,
yeah,
I found the opposites of dads. I found like anti dads.
Yeah.
I'm like men with like tiger rugs in their houses that are like, well, I'm never having a child.
No. You know, I think in a lot of ways, gosh, divorced dad is like such a good lane. Like,
divorced dad.
Cause here's why. So the divorced dad, like he's made the mistakes with the first wife. The first wife has just taught him all the lessons he needs to know. You know what I mean? Like whoever gets taught, like when Tom loses his mind officially in show business and like goes off with the 20-year-old yoga.
If, it's when.
Who knows? You know, like she'll get the best husband because I've broken him in.
Yeah.
You know, I've raised him since he was 23 years old or something.
Yeah. And it's also it's great. Like, it's also like, I feel like it's different, like dating a guy that's like been at the birth of a child.
Oh, it's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. He
like
knows.
I could tell him I'm on my period and he'll be like, oh
yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause they've seen the circle of life. They see what a woman goes through. Exactly.
They've seen the circle of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
He's been through the ringer of children. Yeah. He knows. He knows what suffering is. That's what you need.
Yeah, well, it's also rare that in LA you find very many dads, like young dads, younger dads.
Sure. Yeah, no. Yeah, or younger people with kids generally. LA and New York, city folk, we delay having kids as long as possible.
Right. Yeah. But it honestly makes you more mature and interesting.
For sure.
You care about something other than yourself.
For sure. You know, I think about this all the time because biologically, I should be done raising my kids, right? Like I should have had them in my mid-20s or something maybe, and then I would be out of it. Then my kids would be up and out, and now I'm just going through menopause and like living my best life.
And crocheting or
and
something.
And crocheting, yeah. And fucking getting 10 dogs and like just being weird. So No, nature set it up that way for a reason.
Yeah.
But okay, so you go on the dates and then you're like, oh my God, it's such a good date. And then there's like anxiety, right? Like, oh, is he gonna call? Oh, but they don't call no more, right? Like people don't actually call anymore.
Well, sometimes they call, but like it was kind of slow. Like I hung out with him the first time and I was like, this is so fun. I'll do it again in small increments. I don't like hanging out for too long at first because I'm like,
build some mystery.
Yeah. You know, and I also want to like, I like my space and I like to like come, like get ready at home, like do my makeup. I don't know.
No, I agree with you. Get ready, meet them out. You want to look nice, which is why the first date, it should be very chill. Like I never understood on these dating shows where they'd be like, let's go work out on the first date. Oh, and you're like, what is wrong with you? This woman that put makeup on.
Enduring a CrossFit workout for some dick. That's a that is so bad.
So bad. Or, hiking. None of that shit. None of that shit. Or even the coffee date. I was always like, coffee? Now my breath's going to smell. I have to take a shit. See, why are you doing this to me?
The coffee date, I don't mind because it's quick and easy. But the ice cream date was a good first date.
That's a good date.
Yeah. It was a good date.
It's a good day for both of you because that could be any time of day.
You eat the ice cream, you could get out.
Yeah, you can be out if the guy's a total creep. It's cost effective. That's actually a really good idea. And you don't smell like shit. Your breath doesn't smell. You don't have to take
it
down.
And it's pretty cute.
Yeah.
So let's go get ice cream. So like 1950s.
Like
a simple time. Yeah. Ice cream and a glass of milk.
Yeah, splitting a malt or whatever the fuck those weirdos did. Oh, I like that. That's right. That is what we did in like the 50s.
Yeah.
You go to the diner and you'd share a milkshake, little straws
so
together.
Cute.
Yeah. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time. All in one place, all on your own terms. Squarespace is super easy to use.
You just get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category. Then customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can also host video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages. And if you want to sell your products in person, you can do so by connecting a Square Reader to the Squarespace app and keep your orders, inventory, and customer data in sync with your online store. Go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/WMMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Yeah, that's a great date. Okay, so then you go, you have a short thing, and then are you like... You know what I mean? Then you're waiting, right? Because you're like, he's got a text, he's got a call.
Yeah, it was just, it's always with this guy, it just feels very easy. Yes. Which is like, you know, people are always like, when you meet someone, it's supposed to feel easy. Well, listen, it hasn't really ever. So it's right now it's easy. I'm sure things will emerge, but that part of it is nice.
Yeah.
At least like I know he likes me and I like him, you know. There's a lot of times where I've been in the gray as to what's going on in different relationships. I'm like, do you like me? Do you not like me? Are we gonna?
Oh, you know, Sarah Weinschenk, it took me a long time to figure this out about men.
Yeah.
And I'd forgive me if I've said this on this show or your mom's house. The reason why it doesn't really work for a woman to pursue the man, the reason it doesn't really work, and I don't mean to sound old fashioned.
No, you're right.
It's because the man has to have a hard on for your looks. Literally, the man goes, I want to fuck that broad. That's the girl for me. I want to fuck her. And then back in the 1800s or whatever, you had to like court her, ask for her father's permission to marry her, and then you could penetrate her, right? That so the whole point is just they just like what you look like.
Yeah.
And then if you can delay intercourse for a minute, then they fall in love with your brain. And then comes real love.
Did I delay intercourse?
You got to delay as much as you can. Because I've heard,
I don't know how much I delayed the intercourse.
Well, because I've heard men talking, you know, our male friends, and they're always like, we're talking about how it's the brain of the woman that eventually you are attracted to. Because bodies are pretty, you may be his type, and he wants to put his dick in you. But then it's the brain, the mind that you're going to sustain in a relationship with for 20, 30, 40, whatever years, you know.
That's so true.
Yeah. So try to, you want to delay the ejaculation because that's the magic juice where they're in love with you. And if you can like be like, no, calm the fuck down. Let me.
The magic juice.
That's the,
Did
that's
you just
the,
call cum magic the juice.
the jizz clouds their minds
judgment.
And their judgment. That's why they're chasing you, right? They got to get that nut out. So if you're like, just chill, dude, chill. And then like when you get doggies treats, just sit down, chill.
Yeah.
Then I give you the treat when you're calm and you listen to me and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I think.
And the treat is sex.
Yeah. That's the reward, access to your, your vagina. Yeah.
I like it.
So he's calling you, he's courting you, he's doing all the right stuff.
He's doing all the right stuff so far.
I love it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you guys
he opens the door for me.
Oh, no.
When I get in the car, he opens the car door for me. I'm like, okay, that's okay. I can get it now.
Now, are you in the phase where you haven't taken a shit in his house and all that?
Yeah, I have not.
No. That part's
I'm driving to another county before I shit in his house. Are you crazy?
I remember those days with Tom. I remember he and I went away on like a weekend and I did not shit that whole time. And I tried to shit in the lobby. And
that's the trick. You're like shitting at breakfast at like a diner because it's the first time you have access to like a bathroom that you're not sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know.
That's the hardest part of the romantic getaway is like, well, you're sharing a toilet and I can't shit with you in the room. So like.
No, I can't. I definitely can't.
No. So you have to go to a restaurant. I tried shitting at this Cuban restaurant, but then you're like, I hope I'm away too long from the table.
Okay,
he's going to know.
Can you? Have you ever? One time I had to shit and I was in my car and I didn't know where to go, so I went to like this random it was a random restaurant and I'm like, can I use your bathroom? And they're like, you're gonna have to buy something. So then I had to buy rice just to take a shit. So then I'm like walking around with this rice that I don't even want, calling it my shit rice because I just bought it so I could shit in their toilet.
Of course.
Now I have like this unnecessary carton of rice.
Oh yeah, dude. One time, very recently, like 4 or 5 months ago, I was in Madison, Wisconsin, and I hadn't taken a shit for like a week, dude.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
I would not be okay.
No, I wasn't. So I took fucking 2 laxatives before I went to bed and then 2 more when I woke up. And I was like, dude, it's not budging. I'm like, Chase, let's go for a walk. Lo and behold, when I was out walking in Madison, Wisconsin, that laxative finally kicked in and I was like, yo, I got a shit. No. But we were like in that downtown part where same thing. I had to buy something every time. So I was walking around with like a bottle of water, a fucking Subway sandwich, a bag of chips, like from every stop. Because we'd walked a good way.
Like, that's so funny, like trick or treating. Yeah.
And I was like, Chase, get in line, just buy something so I can take a shit. So she would get in line and buy something and then I'd run for their toilet. I'm like, dude. Gnarly, yeah. Gnarly. Okay, so then there's that whole thing of like, yeah, you can't shit. And then like, it's such a great time, the early part of a relationship, because you can maintain your sense of femininity and like the mystique of being a woman. Like, he doesn't know. He hasn't seen like your fucking, you know, pad liners laying out or your tampons.
My pads laying out.
Yeah.
Those are just my sanitary napkins, babe. Don't worry about those
sanitary
old things.
Napkins. What a gross word.
It is so gross.
Hate it. They need to remarket everything.
I think they should make them fun, like leopard print pads.
Why not?
Kotex, call me. I have ideas. We could be working together.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because I don't know why I met this lady yesterday at this massage. So I got a massage and like a sound bath, like total hippie Austin.
I love that.
Yeah. And she was like too accepting. You ever meet somebody and you're like, your whole vibe is like, you want to be inside of me. Like you're too accepting.
You're actually giving me way too much.
Yeah.
I need you to have some boundaries.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know where I start or stop and you start.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Cause I felt like, I felt like that with her. And I like that we're so accepting as a society now of everything, like menstruation, it's very natural. Yeah. But like some fucking wall of just like, let's not talk about that. I don't want to, you know, I want to go back in time a little bit.
I don't want to hear about your placenta.
No.
All my friends.
No. Are
they
talking about that?
Talk placenta.
You know what's so funny? There's so much bullshit that goes into like birthing and you got to eat the placenta and the pills or bury it in the back.
Encapsulate the placenta.
It's so stupid too because it's such a small part of your life as a mother, this early phase. And you obsess so much about it. And then it's just, they're like, what? What was I doing?
I got to drink the placenta so I can look 19 again.
It doesn't matter. And like, feed your kid formula. None of it matters. Like, they're going to be fine. It's all hysteria. So, okay. So you're in the new phase. Or do you have anxiety about the, will he text? Will he call? Like, are you out of that?
Oh, he's been really good. Like,
that's so nice.
That's why I like him because he
pursues.
Easy. Yeah, he pursues.
Yeah, that was Tom too. That was back in the day. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Now, do people call you anymore or it's just texting?
He'll call me sometimes.
Wow.
Or we'll FaceTime. We've been FaceTiming when I'm out of town.
Isn't that too, is that too personal though to just get a FaceTime? I have a friend that only FaceTimes.
We like a
planet.
I like to know in advance.
Yeah, you want to look cute.
I got a big camera ready, sweetie. I'm not FaceTiming you willy-nilly. Are you insane?
I know.
If you saw me after I cleaned my bathroom, you might leave me. So I'm not answering unless a bitch is camera ready.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing more scary than a FaceTime that you're not ready for.
Of course. It's terrible.
It gives you like a pain.
Downer
like
diarrheas. You know what's so funny? I'm kind of a 1950s wife in that even if I'm around the house, like, and maybe it's because my mother was European. She taught me always. She says, this is what my mother would say. Men don't like women with stinky vagina. So that's true. She said, always wash your body, keep clean. I'm like, okay, that's legit as fuck.
Yeah.
And always look nice. Don't look like a piece of shit around the house. So even like, I have a fucking, like a wardrobe for home. Legit, like, I don't know. And it's also European to have like home clothes. Like you come home, you take off your street clothes and you put on your home clothes
like a robe.
No, generally I shop at like Free People. I love like their leisure wear.
Oh yeah Free People,
like nice loungy pants and some,
I have some loungy
flowy
things from there too.
Yeah And I put on a face, just a little face.
You put on a face
so even when Tom FaceTimes me I look hot as shit, you know what I mean? He's like, I like him to think that I'm always desirable.
Like you're a little doll or something.
Yeah. Like, yeah. hey, because at any minute I could get snatched up. You know what I mean?
You
like,
better be careful.
You better be careful, Tommy. Like if I walk around the neighborhood with these kids looking like this, I'm going to get snatched the fuck up.
I'm going to get snatched up.
Yeah. I let him know.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Because in my community, it's a lot of older guys and they be looking. You know what I mean? they gave me some attention. Yeah. So I let them know. I keep them fucking straight.
Yeah. You say, you better be careful.
Bitch, you better watch out. Yeah, it's funny because, you got to look nice. You do. It's very antiquated, but it's true. You can't let your... You know, it's funny. I was thinking about...
I do
about,
like looking nice.
Too. I do too. I think it's...
It makes you feel better.
That's why I don't like it when these trans women don't try. You better fucking try. You know what I mean? Until Pam Anderson can make it, until Pam Anderson can go to an event without makeup on and make it national fucking news.
Like, yeah.
You, if you're going to belong to this club, bitch, you better try.
I want to see your makeup looking good.
Yeah, bitch.
Try.
Get with the program. It's Isn't hard. That wild that Pamela Anderson doesn't wear makeup and it makes like headlines?
It's so crazy.
It's so stupid.
It's so crazy.
Can we bring this up?
And she's also pretty.
She's
so
great.
It's like not even that crazy.
I know. It's like Pamela Anderson goes to an award show without wearing makeup. Like, okay. And this is national front page. A fresh face. Yeah, but this isn't, she's not the first one. What's that that singer, Aisha? No. Back in New York. What's her name?
Beyonce.
This Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys went without Keys. Makeup about 12 years ago. She announced she's not wearing makeup. And she has had no makeup on. Look, every photograph of her, as far as I remember, she was really the good. First one to do this. Not fucking Pam. Again.
Pam's ripping
white
off
people
Alicia.
Be stealing. Lifting. Alicia Keys did this shit. Look, 2016, no makeup.
Yeah, but she looks like she's like 12 without any makeup there.
I know. She started. You can do that in your 20s.
Yeah.
So let's see if she continues in her 50s.
Shit gets real.
Yeah. Does it ever? Does it ever? Yeah, she looks good.
She looks good.
You know what's crazy is because growing up, she was the icon that my generation, like you watch Baywatch and you're like, I wish I could look like Pamela Anderson. Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
Hot blonde with big boobies.
Big boobies.
Skinny.
And lots of makeup, very plasticky. Oh, she looks good. She looks better with makeup, let's be honest. Look at that side by side.
Don't we all look better with a little makeup?
Pamela, put the makeup back, please.
It's like...
Oh, she's my age. No way. Pamela Anderson's my age?
Pamela Anderson.
I'm 47. She's fucking 47? No, she's 56. I was going to say. I'm like, yeah, dude. I look better than that bitch.
Dude.
But I don't.
Pamela Anderson.
Dang. Yeah, I think she should put her makeup back on. What do you think?
I'm a big fan of makeup myself. You know what I mean? Like, if money was no object, I'd have someone do my makeup every day. I love getting my makeup done.
Yes.
Because I'm like, who's this new lady? When I do it, it doesn't look like that.
Never.
You
no,
know what
I
mean?
Need a profesh.
Yeah, I need a profesh.
I know.
To come beat my face so I can be accepted by society.
Pay me like a clown. But I, you know, you and I grew up going to a very feminist high school, and I think as feminist as they come, but even that, I'm like, just wear a fucking makeup. Look, if...
Put on a bra, yeah, wear some makeup, yeah, shave your armpits, yeah, then we'll talk, bitch. Right? It's like, I'm a feminist, but... I'm a lady too.
I'm a lady.
Yeah, I'm a lady first.
Yeah, be a lady.
Feminist second.
And I know I'm brainwashed by society. Great. I like where society is right now. I think it looks good to wear makeup. I think, and also if there's a tool that can make you look better, like what makeup is.
I know.
It's like, why not? But whatever. She's doing her own thing. She had enough time being jerked off to, you know, that poor woman.
She doesn't want to wear makeup. She doesn't have to.
Can you imagine being that much of a sex symbol, though, where everybody just J's their D's to you all the time?
Yeah, I wouldn't wear makeup either. I'd be like, fuck it.
I know.
Stop jacking off to me. I'm makeupless now, bitches. Maybe that's the vibe.
Yeah.
She's like, I've had enough.
You know why?
I'm done being sexualized.
No. You know why? I'll tell you what happens, because I'm going through it now. It's estrogen and progesterone.
Yeah.
Fuck your whole shit up. Nature makes you crazy, makes you hook up with Tommy Lee and have some kids. nature is wild and yeah, it makes you, you know, get all sexed up and weird. And then once those hormones dwindle, she's in menopause now. She's like, what? Makeup? Fuck you. Like, I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm a man now. And that's what happens. You turn into a man. And then you see the reality. The matrix is suddenly open and you're like, oh, I don't have to fucking paint my face. I don't have to do anything anymore to be accepted because I don't care anymore. I've already made my children. It's kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah, because then you're just like, oh, I don't have to do any of this shit anymore. Like,
I'm hanging it up.
Yeah, kind of.
I've had enough.
Yeah, like I stopped. It's kind of even weird. Like in the last few years, I've stopped dressing for, I hate to say the word, the male gaze or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I don't fucking care if I look fat in an outfit because I just enjoy wearing this crazy thing right now. Like,
No, I'm like that too. Yeah. About an outfit.
Right? Where you're just like, I don't care.
It's actually more for me than it is for them.
Correct.
Like, this is how I express myself. So if you like it, you like it. If not, fuck it.
Fuck it. Same with bathing suits too. I used to have a real like, oh my God. And now I'm like, I give up. I'm doing the best I can.
Like, I have a body and we're all going to die. So let's go swimming. I mean, the one piece bathing suits, what's up?
That's what's up. And they make some good ones that aren't like total granny ones now.
Yeah.
There's this great company. I don't even want to do an ad. I mean, they don't pay me or nothing, but it's like you pull these strings on the back.
It sucks it in.
Yeah, it creates like a nice waistline. Shit. Now I do want to give them a plug because they're such a good company. Will you look it up, Zolo? It's this company and they make bathing suits where essentially, it's like a corset in there, but it's not uncomfortable. You can wear it all day. So it just creates a nice waistline. You tie it up. Oh, fuck. It's good for the moms out there, dude. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, I follow them.
Is it TA3?
TAE.
No, TAE or TA3?
I feel like I've DM'd them before.
Mega sculpting, one piece suits. Yeah, this shit is tight, you guys. Get moms, if you want to get a one piece that's not like so depressing, and this is what I love this company. And it's good for all different boobie sizes and shapes and body sizes, shapes. It's really good. Very flattering stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. There it is. See? And now you look snatched, bro. Oh, snap.
I'm sold too. I'm going to go buy three.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because I think I'm starting to make peace with my meat vessel, you know, because I'm like, I think the first time I started hating my body, I was like 13 or 12, you know, where you're like, oh, my thighs aren't perfect.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, it's just been like a lifetime of just
dissatisfaction. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think now because I'm entering like a different phase of my life where I'm like, I'm just grateful I have this meat vessel
that works
and that I'm not ill or like I can move this meat vessel still, and I don't know, I get grateful instead of like
like I'm lucky my legs work instead of all this thigh looks fat as fuck from this angle, dude. Is that what it really looks like? Do you know what I hate doing? I hate going to try on clothes in like a Nordstrom's dressing room. the lighting. Why is it the worst lighting?
They should make it dark.
Better. It should make everyone look good so they buy the clothes. It's like, I look at my leg and I'm sorry.
It's depressing.
I look down and I go, I've never seen that much cellulite on my leg in my life. It's like enhanced in these dressing rooms.
They should put soft lighting.
They have horrific fluorescent lighting that makes you feel like you're in an operating room.
Yeah. Terrible.
Change your lighting, Nordstrom's.
Change it. Do better. Details. Do better.
Do better.
Yeah.
Neiman's would never.
Never.
Neiman's. No. The dressing room.
I know. Listen, do you have something to plug? Anything coming up that you want to tell people about?
Plug. Yes. Hmm. March 14th, This Bitch and Friends, the main room of the Comedy Store.
Oh, I miss it there.
It's going to be so much fun. Buy tickets to that on my Instagram at Princess Shank. And then I'm coming to Chicago. I will have just been in Chicago.
Never mind.
More dates at Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter. And you can find me every Monday on This Bitch podcast and every Wednesday on Shank.
Nice. Well, it's always a thrill having you. Thank you so,
so
much for stopping by.
It's so fun.
We're going to do Mothership tonight. So that'll
yeah,
be
I'm
fucking
so excited.
Dope.
I can't wait.
I know. All right. Sarah Weinchung, everybody. I got to go. Until next time, stay cool, moms. Bye.
Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where